Welcome back. You know, some folks collect stamps, others vintage records. Well, you collect insights, and we're here to help unearth those from some fascinating material you sent our way.
I have to say, diving into a new area of study is always exciting, especially one as intriguing as this.
This time around, we're venturing into the world of angel numbers guided by excerpts you've shared from Anjali Samok, Uzenete 150 Angel Portal, Ahiteles Es Eredeti Angel Furas. Quite a mouthful, right? Translates to Angel Numbers Message 150 Angel Portal, the authentic and original angel source. So we're dealing with some OG angel wisdom here.
And as someone who's always been curious about the subtle ways the universe communicates, I'm eager to unpack these messages with you.
Me too. Now, for those new to this whole angel number thing, how would you explain it? Imagine you're at a party and someone asks, angel numbers, what's that all about?
Okay, so imagine this. You're at that party, maybe feeling a little lost in the crowd, and bam, you glance at your phone, it's 11.11. Later, a house number catches your eye, 1111 again. These repeating number sequences are like whispers from the universe offering guidance and reassurance, especially when we need it most.
Almost like the universe is sending you a little wink and a nudge. So it's not just about the numbers themselves, but the feeling you get when you see them. That sense of, hold on, is this a sign?
Exactly. And our source today stresses the subtlety of it all. It's not like a booming voice from the heavens. It's more about those moments where a certain number pops up repeatedly, catching your attention in unexpected ways. Maybe it's the arrangement of leaves on a plant or the digits on a receipt.
Okay, that makes sense. It's about noticing patterns and paying attention to those little nudges. But how do we know these aren't just coincidences? Like maybe we're just noticing what we want to see.
That's the beauty of it. You get to decide. This source emphasizes personal interpretation. But often it's that feeling you describe, that little spark of recognition that tells you there's something more to it. It's like stumbling upon a familiar face in a crowded room you just know.
Okay, so if these numbers are like messages, how do we go about deciphering them? Because seeing 1111 on a coffee receipt is one thing, but what's it actually trying to tell me?
Well, that's where this source, in our deep dive today, comes in handy. It offers interpretations for numbers 1 through 50. Some of them might resonate more strongly than others, and that's okay. It's all about finding the meaning that feels personally relevant.
Right, like finding the perfect song on a mixtape someone made just for you.
Exactly. And speaking of mixtapes, this source has quite the playlist of numbers with powerful messages.
All right, let's cue up the music. What's the first track on this angelic playlist?
This source kicks things off with number 1, and it's a powerful one.
What?
It emphasizes the power of our thoughts, almost like a cosmic vision board.
Ooh. I love that analogy. So if I keep seeing the number 1, it's a reminder to focus on what I want to attract into my life, not what I'm afraid of.
That's the essence of it.
Yeah.
Number 1 is a call to step into our power as creators of our own reality, a concept you might have come across as the law of attraction.
Right.
It's a gentle nudge to be mindful of our thoughts and focus on the positive.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like that old saying, energy flows where attention goes.
So what other gems can we uncover from this angelic numerology playlist?
Well, one that caught my eye is number 22.
Okay.
This number is often associated with ambition and achieving great things.
Hmm.
It's about having faith in yourself and the universe, trusting that your dreams are within reach.
Interesting. It seems there's a common thread here about trust and faith.
Absolutely. And speaking of faith, this source highlights the presence of what are known as ascended masters.
Now, hold on for those of us who might not be familiar with that term.
Of course. Ascended masters are spiritual beings who once walked the earth like Jesus, Buddha, or Kuan Yin.
They've achieved enlightenment and now offer guidance and support from the spiritual realm.
Okay, so they're like spiritual mentors cheering us on from the sidelines.
Precisely. And this source links several angel numbers to these ascended masters.
Okay.
For example, the number 3 is strongly associated with their presence, reminding us that we have a powerful support system, even if we can't see them.
It's comforting to know we've got this spiritual A-team rooting for us.
Isn't it? Now let's talk about a number that often gets a bad rap, number 13.
Ooh. Yeah, the one some people avoid, like the plague.
Right. But in this context, 13 is anything but unlucky.
Okay.
It encourages us to release our fears to the ascended masters, trusting that they are guiding and supporting us even through challenges.
I love how this source flips the script on these common beliefs. It's a good reminder that meaning is often subjective.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about trusting our thoughts, manifesting our dreams, and having faith in a higher power. But what about those more practical everyday matters? Like if our listener is hoping for some financial abundance, what guidance does the source offer?
Well, there's one that really stands out when it comes to abundance, and that's number 8.
8. Yeah. I've always thought of 8 as like a lucky number, but I never really knew why.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how these associations linger. This source connects 8 with financial stability, but it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
It's about recognizing opportunities for growth and abundance in all areas of life and having the confidence to seize them.
So it's not just about money magically appearing in your bank account.
Right.
It's about being open to abundance in all its forms, relationships, career, personal growth, and trusting that the universe will provide.
Precisely. It's about aligning yourself with that flow of abundance and taking inspired action when it calls to you.
I like that. Okay, so if you see the number 8 popping up, it's a good sign to pay attention to those intuitive nudges and take a chance on something new. What about other numbers related to practical matters? What if, say, you're feeling a bit lost in your career?
Ah, well, for those moments of career uncertainty, the number 47 appears as a beacon.
47. Tell me more.
This number encourages us to trust our intuition, especially regarding our life's work. It suggests that you already possess the wisdom and inner knowing to find a path that aligns with your soul's purpose.
So if you're feeling that nagging feeling that it's time for a career change, seeing 47 might be a little nudge from the universe saying, go for it. You've got this.
Exactly. It's about connecting the dots between these universal messages and your individual journey.
Okay, I have to ask about one more number before we wrap up. 44. It seems particularly relevant these days with so many people feeling overwhelmed and uncertain about the future.
Yes, 44 is a powerful reminder that you are surrounded by angels and ascended masters who are always there to offer support even when you feel alone. Don't be afraid to ask for their guidance.
It's like having an invisible support system cheering you on every step of the way. That's incredibly comforting. This whole deep dive has been incredibly enlightening. I feel like I have a whole new lens through which to view the world and maybe even my morning coffee receipt.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you and with our listener, of course. Remember, the universe speaks in whispers. Sometimes it's a song on the radio, sometimes it's a pattern in nature, and sometimes it's through the quiet language of numbers.
So keep your eyes peeled, trust those gut feelings, and who knows what messages you might decode. Until next time, keep seeking, keep discovering, and remember, you are never alone on this journey.